doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
Producer Slim.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live.
He's alive!
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXLY building. Guys, it is a
Friday.
I believe somebody's trying to wreck the show.
Yeah, I believe that's correct, yeah. Someone who's very high.
Bruce.
Yeah. Just singing.
Who did it?
Just it was Bruce. Singing. Bruce is trying to
Max,
write,
was that
the
you?
Song.
Yeah, I believe when we went to Bruce.
With me.
That really? One might have been me.
Really?
I think it might have been. I think I might have been one key off from where our man Warren Strong set us out to go.
Mm. Yeah, Warren.
You need a pitch pipe, Warren.
Pitch pipe.
I mean, I may have also done this. I may have just at the end just went, Friday, like that.
So like Tarzan.
I think, yes. I think we could all have pitch pipes, Sean. And
what am I
not hit?
What is the show better with, a pitch pipe or a pitchfork?
Probably pitchfork.
Fork.
I'm going to go with fork.
Yeah, I think we're probably all better off, at least understanding how it works and being more successful.
A lot easier to eat the breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to give Jay a pitchfork.
Oh, God. I don't recommend that. Mm-mm. Probably not a good idea.
Probably not.
Warren, you have glasses on today. I've never seen you in glasses. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, Warren looks so smart.
Does he look smarter? Yeah.
Who puts on glasses and you immediately look more intelligent.
Yeah, but I ain't.
Say, unfortunately, he still has the problem with the gift of gab.
Is it smart? Is it an actual strategy to maybe wear glasses into an interview for a business that requires more brains?
I think so.
For
must
sure,
be
not a bad plan.
Yeah. Are you? Can I? Could I see your glasses?
Well,
I'm just curious what your vision is like. I apologize if that's one of those things that weirds you out.
It doesn't bother me a bit.
Oh my God! Are you blind? Are you legally blind?
I probably pretty close.
No, I gotta try it.
Blind in one eye, can't see out of the other.
Yeah, right. Have you seen his glasses, Kev?
Oh yeah, I've worn them.
They're
headache waiting to happen.
Yes, Slim.
Let's do that. How about through the bifocals on the bottom?
Oh God, no! Seriously, that.
I'll try them, Warren.
Yeah, please.
I don't like that game because now, Max, you're going to be dizzy for the next 30 minutes.
Well, put them up close to your eyes.
No.
Put them clear on.
No, don't.
No.
You
could start a fire with those things.
How are they? Yeah. Well, it didn't help my vision for sure.
Yeah. It was a hindrance.
That is a weird thing how you put somebody else's glasses on and makes your eyes blurrier. I don't know how that works.
Weird, yeah.
Wearing the glasses because you have cataract, blackjack.
I have a cataract in my right eye, but on both lenses,
okay,
the outer lenses, they have bumps on them. They don't know why.
Suddenly got not funny.
Yeah.
Your lenses have bumps or your eyes have bumps?
Well, my eyeball lenses do.
Wow.
Your lenses. Eyeball lenses?
Well, yeah, on the outside of the, what do you call that?
Have you WebMD'd this?
Have I done what?
WebMD'd this?
No, I haven't.
It sounds made
so,
up.
Thank you, man.
Sounds made up.
Your contacts you can't wear because the bumps bother it?
Yeah.
Or it bothers the bumps.
Because the contacts move all over around and they're very uncomfortable.
This is very fascinating.
Believe me, I wished I could because I'd much rather be wearing contacts.
We like you better in glasses.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
So would you go to wearing glasses now just because we like it better?
Pretty close.
Doctor?
Tell him no.
Doctor?
Is Bruce the guy that sits on your shoulder? He's the one guy that sits on the shoulder, and Max is the other guy? Is that what happens there?
That I like that.
Yeah. Well, he's in red.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, make sure you sit on the side that has the good hip.
What about the good ear?
You're going to balance it out.
You got a point.
Got to kind of make that one work for him.
Sit on the shoulder with the good hip.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Oh, we love you, Warren.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi,
Kevin.
Hi there.
Morning, Kevin.
Howdy. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Good answer.
Good.
Well, that Warren answer for all of us there.
Right.
I mean, why not? He's got glasses.
Yeah, got glasses.
I mean, he's the only one we should be worried about. He's got bumps on his eyes.
I know.
He's doing good. We should all be doing good.
Bruce, couldn't we sand those off with something?
I don't see why not.
A little grit.
Yeah. A little Dremel tool that works.
Nothing like a Dremel tool to your eye.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh, that feels so good. Well, all this talk, let's give it to him.
Silver wings.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Oh, good.
Loved a good wife. Always help someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren Strong.
Hi, Warren. Hiya. Good Friday morning, everybody.
Warren, your intro there says you haven't changed your hairstyle in nearly 25 years. We've been here 10 years now, so does that make 35?
It must be.
For your hairstyle? Congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
Kevin, congrats on your actual wedding anniversary, too, this
how
week.
How weird.
Yeah. Kevin, how weird was that moment that we just
had? That was weird.
Did you guys just do that, too?
When you were gone last Friday, and we played that open, your counterpart, Kevin, who apparently you guys are truly on the same wave,
That's funny.
Stops the intro and goes, do we need to change your updates?
We do.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's
that
funny.
Was
we
weird.
Both did the same thing. You were just gone last week when I did it. There was a moment where I thought, oh, God, here we go. Jay's forgetting what we did last week.
Oh, that's
week.
Funny. Yeah. Which could happen.
Like, oh, no, he wasn't here. Yeah. I know. I've been worried about it.
Yeah, you should be.
This hairstyle is via Chris Hodson. That's Bruce Hodson's wife.
Yes.
And the deja vu continues.
I believe it again.
You say it circa 1972.
Wait, that's the next line from last week? Gosh, I wish I'd have been here to not remember any of those.
That's new.
Can we move on?
Anyway, happy anniversary to you, Warren, and your lovely wife.
Thank you.
Wait, so did Chris, she was the very first person to cut your hair like that?
Yeah, the way I'm wearing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really know that phrase very well. The way I'm wearing it.
The way I'm wearing it.
I like your hair. You mean the way I'm wearing it? Well, I don't know what else you'd be doing with it.
The way I wear my hair.
Oh, I don't know that reference.
I'd like to wear mine like Max does.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't believe you.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I've given you multiple opportunities
to shave his head.
Yeah,
and he won't do it.
No. I cannot picture Warren bald for some reason.
No, me neither.
Some guys you can just look at and go,
Max looks great bald.
Yeah, like Monty's. Monty's a guy that you have hair. I've always seen you with hair. But I could see you bald, and it wouldn't be that weird. Thinking of Warren bald is just bizarre.
I should put a shower cap on this.
Have you ever seen...
yeah, you should.
Have you ever seen
it's called a bald cap.
5-gallon bucket?
No, it's a shower cap, but it's bald.
5-gallon bucket on a stick? That's what he'd look like bald.
I think that might be right.
Now envision this, guys.
Wow.
Warren.
That's hilarious.
Warren bald passed out on a floral love seat after Thanksgiving.
Nope.
I see it.
You see it?
Yeah. I see it.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce.
Oh, grumpy hi. What happened there?
Jeez.
It's
been a rough week.
You have the divine spark.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Well, Bruce, we're going to try to make your day better today, okay?
Oh, I'm ready.
You feel like you owed it a little bit?
I need it.
Yeah. Okay, well, good.
Bruce, we used to ask you when you'd come in with a bummer week, we'd ask you about why. We don't anymore.
Yeah, somebody injured or someone passed away, and we don't need to know.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make your day right now. I brought in a box of old newspapers.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there he goes.
Look at that, Bruce.
Now he's happy.
I have not opened this, and I honestly have had this since I was living with my folks way back.
That is awesome.
However many years ago.
It's hard to believe.
I have not opened this.
Like 10 times?
Max, it's stupid. And finally, my wife goes, do you really want these? And I said, no, I really don't.
It's great, too, because it's in a perfect size little box where it's easy to just... Okay. Keep moving.
First paper you pulled out. What's
Bruce
the date
is excited.
On it, Jay?
Monday, September 9th, 1974.
Oh my gosh!
Geez.
Awesome!
Wow.
The headline reads: Ford grants Nixon a full pardon, and Shute faulted in evil stunt as an evil Knievel.
Ah.
Oh. Ooh, yeah.
Snake River Canyon
Snake River.
Investigation. Mm-hmm. Bruce, here's your first prize.
Congratulations! Look at that, Bruce.
And the paper
Saint
is
Paul. From look at that.
Paul Press.
St. Paul Pioneer Press, I believe.
Ooh,
Pioneer.
Cool.
Yeah. That is awesome. Mm-hmm.
I've not looked in that box. I hope there's nothing in there other than newspapers.
Oh,
I just looked for you, Jay.
Okay. We're good?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. He's curious.
Thank you, Monty.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There you go, Bruce. Yes, sir.
My wife, this week, we got the trailer ready, our travel trailer ready. My son's going to use it this weekend.
Oh, to go camping?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's opening drawers and doing stuff. She opened the bottom drawer, and here's five little sets of eyeballs looking at her.
Oh,
a chipmunk got in there and had babies.
Oh. And they cute.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do, kill him?
Oh, yeah. Throw flushing down the toilet.
He's
big. Oh, my.
He's joking, kids.
He's best.
These are jokes.
He hit him with a shovel.
Set them free.
I'm going to go buy a tent so I can sleep outside for fun.
And he'll probably break some.
Five eyeballs? How does that work?
Oh, five sets.
My nose. What's happened?
It's Monty Tereski.
Monty, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. And good. Morning, Spokane!
Just good to be back.
Monty, where are all the places you were? Just countries?
Just country. We went to Ireland, went to Italy, and went to Germany.
Nice. Oh, congrats, awesome. And welcome back. I can't wait. We'll get a little review of your trip here later on. I'm excited to know.
Thank you.
Never been to any, and I'm curious. Anybody been to any of those? Bruce, you have probably, right?
No, I was on the other side of the world.
Other side of
Asia.
I know, Warren, you haven't, right?
Negative.
Have you been
to Hawaii?
When does he leave?
That's not a country.
Sorry.
That's not a country, Warren.
Where was that shovel you were talking about?
It's part of this country.
Warren, how many states have you even visited? Let's try it again. Let's say that the
easier question.
Let's say the Mississippi divides the country in half. Mississippi River.
Won't help.
Heard of it? Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've been as far as South Carolina.
Wow.
What about in the Northeast or Midwest?
No.
Okay.
But you've been, that's a pretty good run to get over there, because you probably drove, right?
No, we flew.
Oh, wow.
You flew there for, no, I'm not, I'm taking
my
it back.
My uncle lived there.
Okay, I don't know if somebody died. I didn't, that's,
you, no. Either a wedding or a funeral.
You drove along the West Coast, though, didn't you? I feel like you've told me the story of driving down to Arizona or somewhere.
Well, if he's done it, he's told you the story.
Oh, yeah, when I graduated from high school. Twice. We did go to, we drove to Arizona.
Yeah, that's something like that. Yeah.
Back in 1972.
Oh, that's 2 years before that newspaper was put out that Bruce now has.
Yeah, and before the haircut.
I might be in there somewhere.
You didn't even know about Evel Knievel and the Snake River.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't.
Because it was before
then.
It happened.
Well, not then. Yeah. I knew about Evel Knievel, though. I mean,
shh. Just stop.
He was
stop
super
talking.
Popular, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the front page of the paper.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just looking up my facts on the internet back in 74.
Good morning, Max.
There's a tear in my beer for my horses. Spear 30, a honky tonk time. Billy's got his beer goggles on, but I sure sell a lot of beer.
There's not much you can't accomplish in this town with a case of beer and a wheel of cheese.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's the most beer I've ever seen.
A lot
Some
of beer.
Some people wish rain were beer.
Is it?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Sharp.
I'm Max.
Maximus!
Yeah, Max.
Good morning.
If rain were beer when we walked in, you would have been looking up in the sky with your mouth open, wouldn't you?
If frogs had wings.
You get a good look at a steak. Kevin, in 1974, you were 3?
Yeah, until late in the year.
Right. Bruce, you were?
24.
And Warren?
About 19.
Okay, so I'd have been 13. And Monty, you were?
6.
Okay. How many negative were you, Maxie?
7.
You were -7. Yeah, Slim, you were
-7.
7, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Bruce, do you think you'll keep these papers, or what will you do with them?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not going to mean anything.
So you're going to make it a burden on your children. That's cool.
Yes.
Hey, whatever. They're using the camper.
It's a fee for using the camper.
Yeah, man.
You right. are one pathetic loser.
Will a real Slim B stand up?
Hello! 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 Hello!
Producer Slim.
Hola, amigo.
Hello. Hello.
Good to
Congratulations.
See you. Monty, thank you, Monty. You're really welcome. Good to see you. After a couple weeks gone, I've enjoyed already some of the stories Jay mentioned. We're going to talk a little bit about your trip to Europe.
I got a few fun ones, too.
Man, that sounded cool. Good to have you back.
Thanks.
That was a long trip. All right, we got games to play. We got prizes to give. We got Garth Brooks tickets. We got Lady Annabelle to talk to. We've got Steve Hawk is bringing in some food.
Mm.
Yeah, we're going to have a breakfast in the shifts today, but we'll explain that here in just a little bit. It's a busy day. And our friend Matt Santangelo is stopping by as well.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, we got, man. Guys, we better get going.
Who fest for
that? Yeah. Kevin and Slim in the morning, the big 99.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I went to hang a picture at my house the other day, and I don't have a hammer.
Kevin James.
I think I have more tools in my hip than you have in your house.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I felt like my father-in-law at Christmas there for a second.
Yep. We're having a discussion.
Like the discussion goes, and he just kept turning the volume up louder and louder on the television.
So,
you know?
So we keep talking louder and louder.
Yeah, you guys were talking, and I was trying to let you know we're about ready to go back on the air, and I just kept turning the monitor louder and louder. And then they both, Warren looks up, and then Monty looks up. Monty goes, "We're having a conversation."
Jay.
Yeah, like you were interrupting the fun they were having.
Yeah.
We were
kinda
having
your,
fun.
Kind of your own fault for bringing in the paper from 1974.
How excited are these guys?
They cannot stop.
All of us.
The classifieds, I will say, are a great idea. To look at the classifieds from 1974, pretty fun. What was the thing that you saw there that interested you the most, Bruce?
The Chevy pickup. 48 Chevy pickup.
I'd say the 48
Chevy
Super
pickup
B.
was how much?
$200.
200.
69 Super B in there.
For yep. 66 Chevelle yeah. for $300.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang.
Two-door hardtop.
Damn.
Bubba and Hubba.
I like the part where the sheet metal mechanics can work plenty of overtime.
Plenty of overtime.
25 cent shift differential.
Slim, take a guess what they were, what the minimum wage was in 1974. We just looked it up.
I'm going to say $4.75.
A little high.
But, yeah, a little high.
$2.
$2.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah, $2. Yeah, well, you get a car for $200, so
right.
You know, it's not that bad. All right, well, look, we're going to do a little Wheel of Games here, brought to you in part by Foothills, Lincoln Mazda, and Ben and Jerry's. Monty, what game would you like to play? We'll put it on this sticky note pad that I have here. We'll stick it to the wheel, spin the wheel. If it lands on your game, we play your game. What do you want to play?
Catchphrase Countdown.
Catchphrase Countdown. Oh, okay, oops, sorry, can't spell. Catchphrase Countdown. Okay, Warren.
A ring toss.
Ring toss, no need for that.
Wedding shit.
I don't understand.
Yeah, but... He's just trying to get the tape to stick.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yep.
All right, over to you, Bruce.
Guestimator.
Guestimator. All right. Okay. Max.
Was that a question or a statement?
I know. I wasn't sure. Seemed like he was unsure of it.
Let's play the match game, although I'm not sure what these two
are. Oh, boy. Okay. Well.
Is that where you light matches and toss them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's absolutely correct.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm going to hold one before it burns your fingers.
Jeez. Education. Children listening.
Stop. Match burns twice.
Stop.
What?
No, stop.
Pop it out.
The match game.
Let's play the match game.
The match game.
Everybody, welcome to Match Game 2019. Now, let's put our hands together and warmly welcome our friend Slim.
Hello, hey guys. We need two contestants, 441-0999. It is the match game, which means we need two people who think they can match members of the Friday show. Our celebrity panel includes Monty Tureski, Warren Strong, Bruce Hodson, Max Sharp, Kevin James, Jay Daniels. Your goal as a contestant would be to hear the sentence with a blank in it. You fill in the blank and try to match people from the Friday show. It's that easy. We need two contestants, 441-0999.
All right. They're calling right now. Our game of the batch game is brought to you in part by Les Schwab Tire. I know that there was a sale, and Bruce is looking at the paper from 1974. I brought in a bunch of old papers, and there was a sale at a furniture store. And how much was that couch, Maxie?
96 inches of couch for $199.
Heck of a deal.
Yeah.
Heck of a deal.
Or a truck.
Herculon.
Is that the name brand?
I believe.
Or is that the name of the fabric? I remember that.
I don't remember.
It was a Herculon fabric.
I think it was.
And they
right?
made it into a brand.
Okay. All right. I do
Sounds
remember that
toxic.
Name. It does. Yes. It does.
Sounds like it might pollute the rivers.
Okay. Let's play the match game here. Our contestants, and it's always ladies first. So Pam is going to be our contestant number one. Hello, Pam.
Hello, gang.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Everybody say hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
That was nicely done. Hold on for a second, Pam, if you would, please. Over here is Brian. He's going to be contestant number two. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
How's everything?
Hey, how are you?
We're fantastic. You ready for a weekend? Do you have to work on Monday?
No, sir.
3-day weekend. Let's hear it for Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian, is that with an I or a Y?
It's an R. R-Y-A-N.
Oh, just Ryan.
Oh, that makes
Brian. All right, Brian.
Is it
the B is
silent.
B is silent.
He's so silent, it's not even there.
Brian with an R. All right, well, here we go. Round one of the match game. Monty went to Europe and visited the Colosseum.
How Europe is he?
He was set to fight, but they didn't have armor big enough to cover his blank.
Oh, yeah, that.
Monty went to Europe and visited the Colosseum. He was set to fight, but they didn't have armor big enough to cover his blank. Monty did tell me that, and we'll get more on it, and I don't want to spoil anything, but he did say the Colosseum was cool. How cool, we'll find out later.
All right.
But he was set to fight in the Colosseum. They did not have armor big enough to cover his blank.
What do you think it is? Oh, is everybody in?
Yeah.
What do you think it is, Pam?
Well, I'll go with the obvious and say his nose.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that obvious, Pam?
As obvious as the Colosseum on his face.
Okay.
Leaning tower. These are all funny.
Brian didn't have armor big enough to cover his what?
Torso.
Torso. That's thank you for cleaning.
Hey, there you go.
Monty's been at the gym, I'll tell
you. Appreciate you cleaning it up. What do you say, Monty?
Not enough. To cover the airfare.
The airfare.
Bada boom.
That's a good one.
I like that.
What do you say? What do you say, Warren?
I said toe fungus.
What do you say, Bruce?
I actually said nose.
Nose. Hey, oh, 1 point, Pam. What did you say, Maxie?
I said Spokane grapevine.
Thank you.
I almost said that too.
Wow. Okay, a very old reference to a very business old. Once done by Monty. What did you say, Slimmy?
I said his Spokane grapevine.
Oh my gosh. I did pop into my head as well, but I did not use
Monty,
it, Kevin.
Monty wants own SpokaneGrapevine.com.
Yeah, owned and created. Oh, you still own it? Of
Just
course
don't
you do.
Anything with it.
How do you think he afforded a flight to Paris last year?
What do you say, Kevin?
Could not cover his American pride.
Oh,
wow. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, I just said fake job. One to nothing.
That's 1 point, Pam. As we head into our final round, we double the points today. We go to round number two. Max and Warren were in a real low-budget Western.
How low-budget was it anyway?
Yeah, guys, it was so low-budget that instead of horses, their posse rode in on blank.
Oh.
Max and Warren were in a real, I'll throw Bruce in there as well. We're not going to get to his round. Right. So okay. Max, Warren, and Bruce were in a real low-budget Western. It was so low budget that instead of horses, the posse rode in on blank.
Mm. Okay, the panel is quickly and agilely jotting down their answers.
I'm in.
Okay, everybody's ready to go. Brian, is this our final round?
This is the final round, double the points here.
Brian, their horses, what was it again? Slim, give me the exact phrasing.
Max, Warren, and Bruce were in a real low budget Western. Instead of horses, the posse rode in on blank.
What do you say, Brian?
I'm going with stick horse.
Stick horse. That's a good answer.
Stick horse is fantastic.
Bruce's smile about the idea of that is too much.
Yeah. What do you say, Pam? What'd they ride in on?
I was going to say sawhorses, but it's kind of the same. So let's just say they rode in on cows.
Cows. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. All right.
Slowest posse in the West.
Yes.
What'd they ride in on, Monty?
A bad attitude.
Bad attitude. Yeah. I could see it. Yeah. Warren?
I said we rode in on our thumbs.
Go outside until this segment's over.
Hitchhiker 710.
Go take a phone call outside in the hallway until the segment's over.
Come on.
Okay, trikes. We'll change it to trikes.
Oh, same. Yeah, you still get out. Bruce.
On their thumb.
Oh, beer kegs.
Okay, you too.
Then why did you join him?
Yes.
Honestly, what do we.
What? What is going on?
Why did Pam and fake Brian play this game better than you two?
Right. Yeah. Well,
I believe it's B. Ryan.
B. Ryan. Slim, what did you say? Ryan.
I said they rode in on Kevin.
Hey. Oh. Lucky you, Max.
All thumbs.
All thumbs.
Hopes and dreams.
Hey.
Oh, they rode in on hopes and dreams.
Yeah, that's a short trip. Kevin, what'd you say?
You guys aren't going to believe this.
Oh, I believe it.
Spokane Grapevine?
You're not going to believe this. No. I said stick cows.
Whoa! Stick cows. What are we doing there, Slim?
I don't know.
Cows. I have to give points to everyone on that one.
Okay. Man, that's something. I'm going to ask Kevin real quick. Kevin, can I say this answer?
I'll allow it.
Oh, man. That's what Max used to have to do to me every week when we'd play this. Max had to ask me permission to say his answers. He never got the answer yes from me.
Can I say that?
Oh, yeah.
Does Georgia?
Oh, Bruce said yeah. Bruce said yeah.
Now, I'm going to say my second answer. Critters.
Critters.
Critters. Critters.
Critters.
Oh, my gosh. We got Pam as the champion. Let's hear it for Pam. Right there. Pam. Yeah, that's fantastic. Pam has sadly knocked off B. Ryan, and we apologize for that. But Pam, you are a
big win for Pam today.
You are a Memorial Day weekend champion for the match game. Well played, everybody. Except for you, Warren.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, Max, and let's see how you do. Let's finish him up with you. Who has a heart murmur?
Kevin James.
Any lady that I walk past?
Oh, hello, ladies.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I can't tell if Slim's in there. Is Slim at his post?
Oh, yeah.
Diligently at his post and helping Bruce. We're doing a breakfast and shifts here. Our friend Steve Hawk has elected to help us out with breakfast by bringing in something special that he'll have at 8 o'clock, but we have to feed the guys who leave before 8, so Bruce has been nice enough to volunteer to make pancakes, and thank you, Bruce. Pancakes. Slim, I need a ruling
here. He volunteered?
Here. Well, you volunteered him. I think I might have helped with that volunteering.
I just explained to him what you were trying to...
You voluntold him.
Talk to him.
I did.
voluntold him.
You just voluntold him to do it.
Yeah, I said something. How did I say that?
Hey, Bruce, we're going to have pancakes and eggs.
I don't think I said eggs. I just said breakfast. I said pancakes. Yeah.
Just pancakes now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he,
and he goes, oh, good. I said, Bruce,
yeah. You need to go help.
That meant you.
That wasn't really a statement, Bruce, as much as a directive.
Whoa, I'm reading the paper.
Yeah, well, that was my question, Slim, and I need a ruling from you on this, please. I have an entire box, like a computer paper box,
yeah,
filled with newspapers from I have no idea when. I've had them for 30 to 40 years, and I'm wondering, wait, Monty, stop. Well, maybe one a week because of the distraction.
Oh, good call.
What do you think, Slimmy?
So we need to take them away?
We just give them one a week. We could it can last almost the rest of the year.
Yeah, that works.
Because I feel like they're already so into just the one.
Yeah, but...
Can I do a volume count here?
Yeah,
you're then distracting them for how many weeks? Wouldn't maybe it be better just to get it out? They'll forget about them next week.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's
a good
it.
Point.
Just dump them all on the floor and let them go at it.
It's kind of the theory, like,
at least 20
when the kid comes home with the Halloween candy, what do? Do you let him eat them all the first night and get sick? Or do you, no, little Billy. You're going to have one piece, and then you're going to brush your teeth and go to bed, little Billy.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And then, then like every night you're going through that same thing. Let him eat it all the first night. Barf.
Get it done.
There's
so much to absorb between the prices of items, the classifieds, the news stories, the pictures.
The TV schedule was a big one. And the comics.
Yeah, the TV schedule is amazing.
Comics
Bonanza.
The comics with jokes that are not allowed to be made in 2019.
Oh, exactly. 100%. 100%.
100%.
Yeah, you just reading them now makes you uncomfortable.
I don't believe they were allowed to be in 1995.
No, that's probably true, too. Yeah. 74, a different era, a different world. All right. Well, Bruce is making breakfast in there. Monty, you've just come back from Europe. What are your highlights of the European trip? Again, you were where?
I went to Dublin, Ireland, and Rome in Italy, and then Berlin, Germany.
Okay. And you, the top 4.5 things that you did that was fantastic on your trip.
Well, I broke it down into three.
Three. Okay. 4.5.
Works.
I wanted four and a half.
List. Top three is not bad. I've heard of that.
Top three, because one of them is going to be in a little extended. The first one was the funny story. Got to start with funny, or I can end with funny. Depends on.
I mean, it's your call.
Come on, Warren.
All right. Well, it's up to you.
No, I was quite Warren.
Just trying to give him a little direction on that. I'd say the scariest, funnest, the most engaging part about the entire trip was driving in Ireland. Now, you drive on the left-hand side.
Oh, no.
It's opposite. The steering wheel's on the left.
No, steering wheel's on the right.
I mean, steering wheel's on the right, and you drive on the left.
And it was a stick shift, so that means that the shifter was in the middle.
Oh, man.
So you're shifting with
the
opposite hand?
Part.
Yeah, you're shifting.
Wait, hang on. You're shifting with your left hand?
That's odd. The left hand.
That is weird.
And the configuration for the first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Is opposite.
So
that's even
worse. Oh, that's weird, Monty. With your left hand shifting.
So
is everybody over their left hand?
Wait, quick question.
What about the
pedals?
Are
the pedals the same? Yeah.
Pedals are the same.
Oh, thank God.
Pedals,
well,
right
that's
hand.
Almost worse.
No. You couldn't train your mind to do it. Could
not
you?
Left-footed. No,
I don't think so. No. Right?
Could you imagine your foot, your gas pedal being your left foot?
I've had to.
That would be weird.
You've used your left foot to brake before, correct?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I can't imagine doing clutch with the right. And
that would be weird.
I feel like my brain would struggle with that.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing my brain struggled with was, I mean, I did fine on the roads and all that. Was they love roundabouts in Ireland.
Yeah, they do.
And
yeah.
Traffic is coming from the right, not the left.
Oh. Ooh.
So training your mind to look right instead of looking left, I got myself a couple finger wags.
Do that there too?
Oh, yeah, and a good couple of honks before cool. We got to our first
destination. Did you have your American flag hat on and your windbreaker, though?
No, but I did. They do have these stickers that they put in the back of the cars for new trained drivers. I wanted one of those.
That's
really
hilarious.
Bad.
Like a student driver type thing?
Yeah, like a big sticker.
I'm not from here. That's what it should say.
Tourist. I mean, I can only imagine how bad North Spokane is with the roundabout by Costco. If you flipped that thing around and went the other way, one would ever move. The cars would be stuck there. People would just, it would be like a zombie movie where all the cars are just left there and people are walking away.
Yes. Right. And right out of the chute, got in the rental car and took the wrong turn. Of course.
Well, yeah.
Took the wrong turn. Went back into the airport. I mean, the first roundabout was exactly what you just described. It was one of those 3-4 lane roundabouts.
Oh man!
Oh
so
my goodness!
I literally took a left onto this road and then hit a roundabout and went, "What do I do?"
Yeah, that's a little freaky. So but, the multiple lane roundabouts aren't that great when you're not used to them anyway.
Yeah,
when you're going the correct direction, you know.
Sorry.
But yeah, when you have to reverse it and go clockwise. Mm.
And the other fun thing about driving there is their roads are incredibly narrow. So
and the cars are small though, right? Like
it was a very tiny little car, but the roads were literally like as oncoming traffic would come, you would move over and get into, onto the dirt.
That's weird.
And
come on.
So close to clicking mirrors every single time. And and coming up to our first, we stayed at Airbnb, so we stayed with basically people. Coming up to our
as
first,
as opposed to
a hotel,
basically not just, people.
Well, no, I mean you're being hosted
in someone's home,
right? And so there was a couple of blind corners coming up to their first. I mean, oh my goodness!
How fast is it? What's the speed limit like?
Pretty fast. Actually.
Yeah, as fast as you want to go.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean,
I suppose anything seems real fast when people are coming right at you.
Right. Yeah. And you feel like you're opposite, on the wrong side of the road.
That seems too fast. Yeah. Always.
So that was a fun and a great experience. I loved Ireland. Ireland was amazing. It was the people we stayed with, the Airbnb, they were now friends because, I mean, just cool people.
I always have a picture in my head, and I know we're up against it here. But
save number one. Can we save your number one for later?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get then I'll do the yes, absolutely. Okay.
I just out of curiosity, because do you have a picture of what in your mind what this place looks like that Monty stayed at?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Jay.
With like a kind of a half brickish wall
stone.
In the front with the stone wall with like grass growing over the top of it and maybe like a few goats wandering around and
donkeys
and an out of donkeys.
Okay, so they had donkeys
and then like a garage-ish outback house like barn thing in the back.
You nailed it.
I mean, it feels like it's every movie.
Yeah, every movie.
One of those
something
moss,
from
moss roofs.
It was a little a little bit more of a modern home, but it was brick, and it was, you were describing it pretty well.
I mean, rolled up, and they said, oh, perfect. Haggis is done in 6 hours.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning.
Perfect.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, more from that coming up in just a bit. We have Garth Brooks tickets at 8:20 this morning for Beat the Show, and let's see who will be left. Monty and it looks like Bruce will be the only ones left to do for Beat the Show at 8:20.